Okay. We're going to start now. We are on Chav Tes Amud Aleph. We are about we're about six lines from the bottom of Chav Tes Amud Aleph. So the Gemara continues. It's analyzing what Rav Asi had said before. Gufa, Amrav Tachem Amrav Asi. Tav lo hizkir gvuras kasham v'tchias ameis. If let's say someone made a mistake and he forgot to say Mashiach v'ruach married a Geshem when he was davening Shmoneh Esrei, Machzirno, so we make him go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei and he starts over again. Sheilas b'birchas Hashan. Well, let's say he forgot to say v'sein talamat livracha in Baruch Aleinu. So then, so we don't make him go back. Because you're able to make up, you're able to fix it. When you get to the bracha of Shema Tefillah, you could say the same Talamat Elibracha in Shema Tefillah, and therefore you don't have to go back and start Shema Esrei over again. And if let's say someone forgot to say Atachan Antanu in Shmona Esrei and Matzah Shabbos, like we spoke about a few days ago, like Rabbi Silver spoke about a few days ago, again, you don't go back and repeat Shmona Esrei in that case, because later on you're going to be making Havdalah, and when you get home, you're going to be making Havdalah, so you don't have to go back and repeat Shmona Esrei again, and you can keep going. So Gemara asks a question now. Meisvei Tav Lo Hichzer Gvuros Kasham B'Tchias Amesim. If let's say if someone made a mistake and didn't say Mashiv Ruach Mari to Geshem, then we in Shmoneh Esrei, Machzirno, so we make him go back. That agrees with what we had said earlier. She'ela b'birchas Hashanim, Machzirno, so if someone forgets to say V'sein Talamati Levracha and Baruch Aleinu, we make him go back. That's contradictory to what we had just said. We said that you don't have to go back because you could say it in Shema Tefillah. The Gemara is going to ask that. V'avdol b'choni and Adas, and if someone forgot to say Atachan Antanu in Shmoneh Esrei, and Machzirno, so v'neshiach alom rakos, because you could say it in Avdolah. But again, the middle case there is that if someone forgot to say the same Talamat to Libracha, we said that he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei again and say it over again. And before Rav Asi had said that you don't have to go back because you're able to say it in Shmei Tefillah. So why does this price say that you have to go back to the beginning? And earlier we said you don't have to go back. So Gemara says, Lokash, it's not a question. Hab Yachid, Hab Tzibur. It depends if you're talking about an individual that's davening by himself or if he's davening with the minyan in Shul. Or with the minyan. The tzibur, my time, Allah, what's the reason that if someone's davening with the minyan, you don't have to go back? Because the shliach tzibur, whoever's davening for the amid, is going to go say v'sein talamat alibracha when he's repeating Shmona Esrei, when he's saying chazar sashatz. So therefore, you don't have to go back and say Shmona Esrei over again. But by a yachid, that's why you have to, when a person's by himself and he's davening, that's when he has to go back. So Gemara says, if that's the case, earlier we said, Rav Asi said that the reason why you don't have to go back is because you can go back and you could say it when you get to Shema Tefillah. So why do you say, that's not the reason though, why you don't have to go back. The reason why it should have said, the reason why a person doesn't have to go back if he forgot to say v'sein talamat livracha is because later on he's going to hear the shliach tzibur is going to be saying it when he repeats Shmoneh Esrei, when he does chazar sashatz. So why doesn't the Gemara answer that? Why doesn't the Braisa say that? Ela aidi v'aidi biyachid. Really, we're talking about in both cases an individual was davening by himself and he forgot to say v'sein talamat livracha. V'lo kashin, it's still not contradictory. Ha de'id kirkodim shmei tefillah. That Rav Asi, who said that you don't have to start Shmoneh Esrei over again, is talking about a person that before he got to Shema Koleinu, he remembered that he hadn't yet said V'sein Talamati Livracha. So therefore, in that case, we say that a person doesn't have to go back to the beginning, and he's able to say V'sein Talamati Livracha in Shema Tefillah. Aha, the Idkar Basa Shmeat Tefillah. And the Braisa, which said that a person has to go back to the beginning, is talking about the person already said Shema Koleinu. He was already up to Ritzei. And in that case, the person has to then go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei and start over again. Okay, Gemara says next. I'm Rav Tanchum, I'm Rav Asi, I'm Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. Tavlo Hiska Rosh Chodesh B'Avodah. Let's say someone was davening on Rosh Chodesh and he forgot to say Yala V'Yavo in the Bracha of Ritzei. So what does he do? Chozel Avodah, then when he remembers, he goes back to Ritzei, he starts Ritzei over again, and he says Yala V'Yavo. Nizkar Behodaf, let's say he remembered when he was in the Bracha of Modim, what does he do? Chozel Avodah, again he goes back to the Bracha of Ritzei, and he says Yala V'Yavo. B'Sim Shalom, if he was in the Bracha of Sim Shalom, and then he remembers he hadn't said it, Chozel Avodah, again you go back to Ritzei, and you say Yala V'Yavo at that time. excuse me, just went through puberty. But if, let's say, a person remembers after he had already finished Shmona Esrei, and then he realized that he hadn't said Yalav Yavo, what does he do? Chozel Rosh, and in that case, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. He can't go back to Ritzei anymore. He has to say Shmona Esrei over again and say it with Yalav Yavo. So Gemara says, Amra Papa, Breid Rav Acha Bar Ada, Hada Amran Siyim Chozel Rosh. That's which we said, that if a person finished Shmona Esrei already, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei and start it over again. Lo Amran Elo Sha'akar Raglov. This is only talking about that he already took three steps back. But Avalok Raglov, let's say that he still had his feet together from when he was davening Shmona Esrei, Chozel Avoda, then you were able to go back to Ritzei. So if, let's say, a person was davening Shmona Esrei, and the halacha is that if someone's davening right in back of you, then you're not supposed to take your three steps back. You're supposed to wait until they finish davening Shmona Esrei. So let's say someone finished davening Shmona Esrei and he's waiting for the guy behind him to finish davening. So he's really done. He's just sitting there passing the time until he finishes Shmona Esrei. Even in that case, and then he realizes, oh, the guy in back of me is still davening because he said Yalav Yav when I forgot to say it. Even though you finished but you didn't take your steps back yet, you're still able to go back to Ritzei at that point and say Yalav Yavo in Shmona Esrei. Amar Le Minalaha, how do you know this, that you're able, that if you didn't take your steps back yet, that you're still able to go back to Ritzei, and you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei? Me'aba Mari Shmili, I heard it from my father, my master, Abba Mari Lemarav, and he heard it from Rav. Amar Rav Nachmar Yitzchak, Hada Amran Akar Raglov Chozel Rosh, that which we said, that if a person already took his steps back, that he has to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Lo Amran Ela She'enu Ragel Lomar Tachanunim Achar Tfiloso. That's only where a person doesn't normally say additional tfilos after Shmona Esrei. A lot of people, first of all, for example, Elokai Nitzor that we say is not part of Shmona Esrei. That's additional tfilos that we say after Shmona Esrei is over. So that, for example, is considered to be additional Tachanunim. Or other people have a minute to say, some people say that you're not supposed to, a lot of people in Shema Koleinu, you could ask Hashem for whatever you want, but some people say it's better not to do it in Shema Koleinu, wait until after you get into Elokai Nitzor, and you say it at that point, where you could ask Hashem for whatever you want, so that you're not interrupting your Shmona Esrei. So, when do we say that a person has to go back that to the beginning? That's only if he doesn't normally say tachnunim after he's davening. Aval, im eno raga lomer tachnunim achat tfilas chozel rosh. But if a person doesn't normally say extra tfilos when he finishes davening Shmona Esrei, then in that case, he would have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei and say Yalav Yavo. Okay, the Gemara is now going to turn to the next part of the Mishnah. We said, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ha'osa tfilos okeva, that if someone makes his tfilah, rote. He's just going through the motions. He doesn't have any thought when he's doing it. So we say that's really not an acceptable tefillah. The Gemara says, "My keva." What does that mean? That it was. What does keva mean? Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rav Oshia, Kol Shetfilah Sodom Alav Kamasu. That anyone who's davening, it seems to him like a burden. Like, oh, okay, I got to daven Shacharis. I got to daven Mincha. I got to daven Maariv. So if like he's davening, but it's just like he's doing it only because he's supposed to do it, but not because he wants to do it, that's considered to be keva. Rabbanan Amri, and the Rabbanan say, Kol mi she'eino omran b'lashon tachanunim, whoever doesn't say it in the lashon of tachanunim, of request, that he doesn't ask Hashem for things when he's davening, that's considered to be someone who's making his tefillah keva. And the Mepharshim say that the different, that second thing is actually, it's a chumrah and it's a kula, that it's a chumrah that you have to have tachanunim, you have to ask Hashem for additional requests when you're davening, that means that you're making your tefillah is not a keva, but it's also a kula, because according to the first interpretation we said if a person makes his tefillah feel like it's a burden to him, it's not accepted. According to the second interpretation, you could say, oh my gosh, I got to daven, but as long as you're coming up with something new, as long as you're coming up with tachanunim, you're coming up with requests in davening, that's going to be enough that your davening is going to count. Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef, Damar Travayo, a third explanation of what it means to make keva is Kol She'enu Yochel L'Chadesh B'Davers, anyone who's not able to talk about something new when he's davening his Shmona Esrei, that's considered to be that it's keva. And a fourth one, Amar Rav Zeira, Ano Yachilna L'Chadesh B'Milsa, I'm sorry. There's not a fourth one. Amar Rav Zeira says, "Ana yachilna lechadusha ba milsa." I am able to come up with something new every time I'm davening when I'm in the middle of my tefillah. Mistafina lima mitadrina, but I don't do it because I'm afraid I'm going to get confused. As we already said a number of times, in those days when they would daven, they didn't have a sitter in front of them. Everything they were doing was by heart. So if they would start coming up with new things that they're going to be introducing into Shmon Esrei, like, you know, An Hashem, please let me lose weight, which is one I've tried, it hasn't been answered yet. But if someone says that, you know, he's coming up with a new tefillah that he wants to introduce into Shmon Esrei, he's going to get confused then because he's not going to know, he's not going to remember where it is, where he is in his tefillah. So that's, he says, even though I could come up with something new when I was davening, but I didn't do it because it would confuse me for the rest of Shmon Esrei. And then a fourth explanation of what Tefillah Sol Keva means, Abai Bar Avin, Rab Chanina Bar Avin, Dami Trevayhu, Kol She'enu Mispalel Im Didume Chama, someone who doesn't daven with the redness of the sun. What does that mean? Dam Rab Chia Bar Ava, Am Rab Yochanan, Mitzvah Lispalel Im Didume Chama, it's a mitzvah for a person to daven with when the sun is red, both in the morning and in the evening. Am Rab Zera, Mai Kra, what's the Pasuk? Yiru'ucha Im Shemesh, Lifnei Yareach, Dar Darim, that it says that they're going to be afraid of you with the rising of the sun and with the when the moon comes out. So they say that the best time to daven, according to this interpretation, is the first, you daven chakras, first thing in the morning when the sun rises, it still has the rays of the sun are red. So that's when you're supposed to be davening. And they hold that the best time to daven mincha is just right before shkia, when the sun is about to set. That you're supposed to be davening mincha at that time, again, when the sun is, when the rays of the sun are red. So the
morning.
What?
When
the sun is rising, when you, Alos. Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry, Nates. Yes, but it's that's when the sun is, that's when the rays of the sun are red. So that's with this Dume Chama is using that pasuk to say that you should be davening the first thing in the morning and the last thing at night. But the Gemara is going to say it's not a good idea to do that. First thing in the morning is fine, but it's going to say to daven the last thing at night, mincha is not a good idea. Light alab in Marava, in Marava they curse someone, aman de matzli im didu mechama, someone who would daven mincha right as the sun was setting. My time, dilma mitrifo le shaita, because we're afraid that, you know, someone gets, whatever, he says, you know, the whole day long, he's saying, I got plenty of time to daven mincha, mincha's not till 8 o'clock. And, you know, and he said, at 2 o'clock there's a minion, at 4 o'clock, and he says, no, I'm going to dominate at 8 o'clock. And then 8 o'clock comes, and he's busy with the kids, or he's doing whatever he's doing, and it ends up that he ends up not dominating mincha. So they said not to do it that way. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Hamahalach b'makom sakana, mispalel tefila katzara, that if someone is traveling in a dangerous place, and he says a very short davening, and what is it? Yeah, and he says, B'chal Prashas Ibor. He would say this wording of Prashas Ibor. My Prashas Ibor, what does that mean? What is the meaning of the word Prashas Ibor? Amr Avchiz, Amr Mar Ukva, Afil B'shah Sha'atim Ismali Aleihem Avra Ke'isha Ubra, even at the time that you're filled with anger against him like a pregnant woman, you call Tzarchehem L'funecha, all of your needs should be before you should still be answering them. I did not see an explanation of why only a pregnant woman is angry. I mean, you can make your own joke here about all women, but it's. I don't know. I didn't hear why a pregnant woman specifically is being said that she has anger. I don't know what the meaning of that is. Ikad Amri. So the tefillah katzara would be at that time that a person that you would say that tefillah even when you're angry with people, even when you're angry with Klal Yisrael, you're still going to answer them. Ika de Amri, Amrav Chizah, Amrav Mar Ukva, Afil B'Shah Shehem Ovrim al Divrei Torah. Even what does the Parsha Se'ibor mean? It means that even when they're being over on Divrei Torah, you call Tzarchayim Lefunecha, all of their needs should be before you, and you should answer their tefilos. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to give an explanation now of what the actual tefillah katzara was that they would say. Tan Rabbanan Hamahalach B'Makim Gedudei Chayav Elistim Mispalel Tefillah Katzara. If someone's going in a place where there's wild animals or there's robbers, maybe you're in Bezer, so a person is supposed to say a short tefillah. Ve'ezui Tefillah Katzara, what is the short tefillah you're supposed to say? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Asei Ritzoncha B'Shamayim Imal, you should do your will as it is in the heavens. V'sein Nachas Ruach Lirasech Mitachas, and you should give peace of mind to those who fear you down here on earth. V'atov beinecha ase, and do whatever is good in your eyes, do for them. Baruch atah Hashem shmei tefillah, that Hashem should hear the tefillahs. Because a lot of times we dive in and we ask Hashem for something, we don't know And the thing that we're asking for is really not something that's going to be good for us. So we say, do what's good for you, Hashem. You know what's good, so do whatever's good for us. That's what you should be doing. You should be answering our tefillah satova. Rabbi Shua Omer, Shema Shavas Amcha Yisrael, that Hashem, you should hear the groaning of the Bnei Yisrael, Vaseh Mehera Bakashasam, and you should very quickly, you should fulfill what they're asking for you. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Atfila. Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok Omri says he had a different lashon of what it was. Shema Tzakas Amcha Yisrael, you should hear the cry of Klal Yisrael. Vaseh Mehera Bakashasam, you should fulfill quickly what they're asking for. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Atfila. Acherim Omrim, others say that the tefillah was Tzarcheyam, which is this we have now, is something that we say, the piyutim that we say by Slichos, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Tzarchei Amcha Yisrael Merubim, that the needs of your nation, Klal Yisrael, are many. V'daitam Kitzara, and their thinking is very limited. Yehi Ratzon L'funeach Hashem Lokeinu Shetiten L'chol Echad V'Echad G'day Parnasa. So you should give to each and every person what they need for their Parnasa. L'chol Gviya U'Gviya De Machzor. And you should give to each and every body whatever it lacks, every physical need that the body needs, that they should be healthy. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Atfilah. Rav Huna, halacha kachrem, and the halacha is like that. That is what the tefillah katsar is. This last one that we just said, which again we incorporate into the piyutim that we say during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that is the tefillah that you're supposed to be saying. Amalei Eliyahu Rav Yehuda Achua de Rav Sala Chasida. So Eliyahu Hanavi said to Rav Yehuda, who was a brother of Asala, the Chasid, lo tirtach v'lo tachti. Don't become angry, and you're not going to do averos, which is actually brought down in Pirkei Avos. Lo tirvi v'lo tachti. He said, don't become drunk, and you're not going to do averos. Ukshata yosi l'derech. When you're going out on the way, himalach b'kon chavetzei. You should ask leave of Hashem before you go out. So mahi malach b'kon chavetzei. What does that mean? That you're supposed to ask Hashem before you go out. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chizda, Zut Tfilas Adarach, that's talking about Tfilas Adarach, which the Gemara is going to talk about now, that we're going to get into what the Tfilah of Tfilas Adarach is. I heard Rabbi Razin was saying when he was doing this daf, he said that how do you know that you're asking Hashem for that, that you should leave? Who hears the answer? Like, how do you know what the answer is if you're supposed to be going out or not? And he said, as they say, that if a person davens and his tefillah is shkura b'fiv, that he's able to say it very fluently, that's a good sign. That's when you're supposed to be, that's the way that you know that Hashem is saying, okay, go ahead, it's a good thing to go. Nowadays, I don't know if that applies because, again, with Sidurim, we all become very fluent in saying the word. But this is back in the days of the Gemara, that's what they did. Okay, Vam Rav Yaakov, Vam Rav Chizda, Kol Yotzi L'Derech, Tzarech L'Spal Tfilas L'Derech. Whoever's going out on a trip has to say Tfilas L'Derech. My Tfilas L'Derech, what is Tfilas L'Derech? So again, this may sound familiar. It should sound familiar. Yehi Ratzon L'funecha, Hashem Elokai, Shetolichenu L'Shalom, that you're going to lead me in peace, V'satzidenu L'Shalom, and you're going to let me walk in peace, V'sismechenu L'Shalom, and you're going to hold me up in peace. You're going to rescue me from any enemies and from any one that wants to attack me along the way. You're going to send bracha in everything I'm doing. You're going to give me favor. You're going to give me kindness. And you're going to show rachmanus on me. And in the eyes of anyone who sees me, bracha Hashem shmei atfila. And then just we'll finish up with this last piece. Amar Abai, La'olam L'shatef Inish Nafshei Bahari Tzibura. A person, he didn't disagree with the tefillah that he was saying, but instead of saying Shetolicheni and Misatzileni and Vesismecheni, he said a person shouldn't separate himself from the Tzibur. Hey Chineim, what should you say? Yiritzam Fanach Hashem Elokeinu Shetolicheni L'shalom. That you're going to say it as a group, and we will stop here.